everywhere for half a decade. He'll be like, I've never heard this in my life.
I just wasn't made for these times, I guess.
That reminds me of a moment we had in first year where, because I never really knew any of like the members of the Beatles or anything about the Beatles before I met Millie and Mitchell. And we were in Lazy last year. And Millie and Mitchell were just yapping away. And then they were like, oh, the Beatles, blah, 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 Paul McCartney. And I was like, wait a minute, do I know who that one is? And then I was like, wait, like the guy from Home Alone?
Mind you, Macaulay Culkin, like not even remotely similar names.
They got like a bit of a, like, I don't know, like a...
They got a cut sound.
Yeah,
McCartney, Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, you know, is that a little sound that's going
on? It's like Macaulay Paul. Like, that's close enough if you just...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm seeing the line of thought here. Yeah, well, everybody knows the famous member of the Beatles, Macaulay Culkin, and the child star Paul McCartney from the hit series Home Alone featuring Donald Trump.
Crazy.
He was
Go on my DJX and see, like, what...
Yes.
Okay. I don't feel you'll be able to hear it, but...
We're doing a little DJX deep dive right now. Let DJ pick.
Okay, let's switch it to some songs that'll get your blood pumping. Slayer first.
Okay, so we have Dance by Slater, phenomenal song.
Okay.
Fire by BTS. Okay, like this is a good. Actually, this is a good little mix.
He was listening to us. He knew he had to cook.
Love Potions. This is some like random song that I like. I don't know. Be Alive by Beyonce. That doesn't really fit the vibe, in my personal opinion. Now we have Mirrored Heart by FKA Twigs. So like, what are we doing? Actually, what are we doing? Then Duvet by BoA. That's oh my gosh, a cute song by BoA. I should do that. And then What Are You Waiting For by Gwen Stefani. Crazy.
Crazy lineup. Anyways, shout out DJX, I guess. He is the future of music. One day when we're all dead in a nuclear apocalypse, not speaking that into existence.
Just knock on wood.
It is knock on laminated plastic. it is a potential for the future, very unlikely. But, you know, in a hypothetical world where a nuclear apocalypse occurs and we are living out the plots of World War Z and Robopocalypse in real time, DJX will be running Indie Wake Up Call. He will be keeping CFRC well and alive. DJX and Jesse and Chance, I think, have a great, you know, chance of just surviving the apocalypse. It'll be Jesse and Chance and DJX in the studio keeping CFRC well and alive while the rest of us are roasting squirrels over a spit in a trash can.
That's
the future. I'm just going to let you guys know that now. Keep your expectations high.
And now to the actual music.
Yes, and now to the actual music. Spitfire by Forever Factory. Let's go.
Sit tomorrows and dead yesterdays. Only psychotics, infants, and lovers and saints.
need.
What you need?
I need
the whole standing in the trunk. Put your phone down, let's get out the front. I got my eyes on the row in the front. The vibe is high, feet beat blunt. The vibe is high, left the building. Big deal from everywhere to Korea. 처음 같이 보다 좀 길어. 흰 수는 짧아 중간 of people. It's big in real life. 멈추면 따져 내려놔, yeah, my. Happen. 좀 더 가까이 와, skin to skin.
Somebody to body all of your body beside me. So tight, I mean, no white side. I mean, 우리만 내게 style. I mean, we living the life. 두 눈을 감지 않은 내 밤. 속구치는 결의 마음. Be a body, be a body, be a body. Could see a body, or you read about it.
I need somebody to body all of your body beside me.
Standing in the jungle.
The mics weren't on, my bad. Unfortunately, Mitchell had to leave us to go do, like, Mech Mania or whatever that is. I don't know. He's, like, building a ball or something.
We miss you, Mitchie Bear. Come back soon.
We miss you. So that was body to body.
Phenomenal.
Whew. I've never been a K-pop person. I've had many important people in my life who've been K-pop people. I have nothing but respect for the genre. But I myself have never been an enjoyer of a K-pop song before, and now I can say I officially am, because I was, you should have seen me in the control room here bumping that stuff up. That was fire. That
phenomenal.
Was a banger, a certified double B banger.
I can almost, like, that's why I love BTS, because, like, I feel like obviously the K-pop industry is one just, like, taken so much inspiration from, like, black music and black culture, but I feel, and also they have done that themselves, but it's also, like, the K-pop industry is, like, very much, like, it's more of, like, artists are more products than actual, like, people who want to put out music, but because of the way BTS started, like, you can tell it's real. Like, they literally came from nothing company, had, like, $2 to their name, and, like, slowly and, like, unexpectedly just blew up, because their music was so real and authentic to who they are, because they write all their stuff, for the most part, they produce their own stuff, and I just, I don't know, I've always, like, loved it, especially as a kid, but.
Oh, heck yeah. No, I can say hell. I can't say hell, I know that. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. BTS is The only thing that I can't get behind with BTS, well, not that I can't get behind it, but the BTS fan base is genuinely, like, crazy to me. Like, I have a friend who's very near and dear to me, and she's still an army, right? That's what the BTS, yeah. Like, she's still a very big army. She still loves BTS. Like, she's loved them for a long time. I was friends with her when she was first getting into it. And obviously, you know, she's 20 now, 21. Her frontal lobe is a little more, you know, full funk. But when we were 14, she was insane. I love you so much, insane. Amelia. I love you so much. I love you so much. You're literally the love of my life. She was insane. And
I would go to sleep with, like, crying to BTS.
Yeah.
Like, it was, what a time, for sure.
Yeah. And she would, like, show me these videos and stuff of people, like, I don't know, it'd be some, like, clip of Jungkook, like, walking somewhere, and, like, he has, like, a slightly, like, unhappy look on his face or something, and all the comments, my sweet boy, like, don't, he needs his comfort, da-da-da, like, oh, like, no, he doesn't like those shoes, like, I can just tell, like, he only likes his da-da-da. I'm like,
a lot of infantilization of these grown men.
Correct. I'm like, yes, so actually 30-year-old man, and you are probably, I'm gonna pray that you're 12, but some of these, they were also grown women doing this.
Yeah.
I hate to say, but you know what? I get it now. That song was really good.
Yeah, I'll put you onto some other stuff later.
Nice.
Yeah.
The new Suki was also really good. I messed with that. We have new Guided by Voices up next. I love Guided by Voices. Love them so much. I believe that Sun... Oh, can you click on... I'm forgetting the name of the album. It's a freaky name. Guided by Voices, one up.
Yes.
Sunfish Holy Breakfast. That's what it's called. That's the album.
Album names are so funny
to me. Go to album... Wait, go back. Sorry.
Yeah.
I want to just fact check that. But, click on See All. Scroll. Oh, I hate this Spotify layout. It's so stupid. It's from like 1990 something.
Oh my god, let's go way back.
Oh my god, it's like a naked man on the cover. No. Anyways, so I'm pretty sure it's called Sunfish Holy Breakfast. That album is just top 10 albums ever. I think one of their most popular songs is from that album. It's called If We Wait and Sunfish Holy Breakfast. Okay, thank you. So good. And they took a little break for a while. I mean, not like they have released music when, you know, within the last, I think, 5 or 10 years, but like they took a little break. But lately they've been dropping some random singles. I'm sure that there's a new album coming our way, or it's probably already here. Like, I actually need to tap back in and do my research on that. But they have a new single, Advance Without Dropping. Brilliant piece of work, brilliant band. I wish I could tell you more about them. I honestly need to do my research, but check out the album Sunfish Holy Breakfast. They also have another one with my favorite song by them called Blimps Go 90. Brilliant piece of music. But yeah, anyways, enough about that. But Guided by Voices, we have up next. Then we have what I was talking about earlier, Team Sleep, Paris Arm. Then we have Jaguar Sun. He has a new... I don't know if the album is out yet. It probably is, but Flutter. He's been releasing some singles recently. I think the album is out for sure now. But yeah, we have some new Jaguar Sun. I've played him on here a bunch of times. Love the guy. I'm pretty sure he's a Toronto-based artist, if I'm not mistaken. And then Let's All Meet Up in the Year 2000. We all know that song. We all love Pulp. They have a new song, Marrying for Love. Yeah. And then, Vina, do you have anything else that you're going to throw on?
Maybe I'll put on another... Well, I have some song. I have this song. I came across this song in, like, my Discover Weekly by the Sugar Cubes. It's called Leash Called Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from, like, the 1980s, 1990s. Mm-hmm. And I started listening, and I was like, I know who that is. Mm-hmm. I really do know who that is. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's Bjork. Like, this is Bjork's old band.
Bjork!
So maybe I'll move that up in the queue.
I had a very performative ex-boyfriend who was, like, allegedly super into Bjork, but I don't believe him for, like, any amount of time on that statement. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm realizing that we are cutting it a bit short, so we might have to do some switch arounds with the queue that I have just detailed for you, but we will be listening to the Sugar Cubes, and we will be listening to Guided by Voices. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We had a really fun talk on the way here about Jackie Taylor Paul.
Frankie Taylor Paul.
Frankie Taylor Paul?
I was unaware of this lore.
Wait, what's her name again?
Frankie Taylor Paul, I think. Frankie Paul? Frankie?
I thought it was... Hold on.
It's Frankie something.
Frankie Taylor Paul. From Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, who was supposed to be on this upcoming season of The Bachelor. Like, it's already filmed everything.
Kid.
Sorry?
She threw a chair at her child?
Well, at her partner at the time, and then I think, I don't know if it almost hit her child or it did hit her child.
Either way, a chair was in the direction of a child.
Yeah.
Whether it was intentional or not.
And now her season on The Bachelorette is canceled.
Yeah, I've been seeing all these headlines, and I'm like, who is this three-named woman? I'm assuming Mormon, but who is this three-named woman? What? There's a chair involved. There are Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and somehow also The Bachelorette. And turns out she throws chairs at people and she is mentally unstable.
Which makes me so sad.
Truthfully.
Because that video came out, it came out recently, but it was from 2023, I want to say.
Damn. I mean, I'm glad they're doing the right thing and, like, taking her off air. People like that should not be on reality TV. You need to be in bed with some soup in maybe a straitjacket.
But there's a reason why people like that are on reality TV.
That's true. It attracts a certain type of personality. Yeah. That's why you see those Jersey Shore people and, like, half of them are in jail.
Snooki.
That's my queen. Actually, no hate on Snooki whatsoever. I will not tolerate. Unless she's done something that I actually don't know about.
She was on WWE for like a moment, and then she just started fighting people in the ring, and I thought that was the funniest thing of all time.
I love that for her. Also, I really do. Just pro tip before we log off, no more in 2026, no more definitive statements, okay? Because the amount of times I've been like, especially when it comes to your like how much you like somebody, like the amount of times I've been like, I love this person, like, oh, I love that actor, and then it turns out they actually have 18 criminal charges and they're Satan spawn, like, terrible person. I'm like, I just don't do my research, guys. Like, when I say I love somebody, it means that they were in like one movie that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But I need to like stop doing that, because the amount of times, like, in the recent times where I've been like, oh, I love this person, and then my friend informs me that they're actually like the devil incarnate. I'm like, okay.
I feel like that's me sometimes. It's usually me. You're like, oh my god, blah, blah. I'm like, did you actually know
that in 2012?
Was it 2012? Do you remember that one tweet kind of thing people use, like, did you know that she unidentified body parts were found in her house in 2012?
Yes. I love this guy, and she'll be like, actually, he annihilated his whole family, and I'm like, oh.
We had the conversation about the guy from he was in some Marvel movie. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, the guy he was in. Oh, I'm blinking now. Hold but on, I remember.
Find him from a roundabout way.
I remember.
Also, his wife.
I think we only have time for like two songs before I want to hop back on with.
Okay.
The boys.
Then we'll talk about this.
No, we can talk about this now. But we are gonna be listening to Guided by Voices in the Sugar Cubes.
Yeah.
I think is what I'm deciding. Megan. And if we have time, some team sleep.
Megan Good. Jonathan Majors, there we go.
Jonathan Majors, yes.
So Jonathan Majors was right. Was he a
girl, we should do a pop culture show.
We really should.
We are so tapped.
Would anyone like who's listening out like to be a fan of our up and coming
Our concept of a plan pop culture show? Right now, the concept of concept.
Cynthia, he was acquitted. Arrivo. He was charged with assault charge and aggravated harassment charge, and he was acquitted on it.
Well,
and Megan Good is married to him, and Megan Good had a guest star episode on Law and Order where she was also defending her abusive husband.
Oh my God, was that the basketball star one that I was literally
talking about? Yeah.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
When life imitates art.
When life imitates art, truthfully.
This is when art imitates life, yeah.
This is like like those like accidental Renaissance like slideshows on Instagram, except it's a woman like getting her I can't say that word, but getting her stuff dragged through the mud.
Yeah.
By terrible men. Anyways, on a more positive note, guided by voices in the sugar cubes, ladies and gentlemen, and also Paris Arm, my team sleep, I've decided I'm also gonna listen to. And then we're gonna hop back on with the boys. Hopefully, I don't know where they went, but they're somewhere and they will come back, hopefully. Okay. Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
To him and before he gets to you. veux être avec toi. Uniquement avec toi. Dans tes bras avec toi. À Paris pour une nuit. We'll be right back.
was dead. That's how my autobiography would have read. Until the day you came into my life. You took my hand, walked by my side. A redhead at one side of me, Chihuahua on the other. And then all bets are off. They will enter the temple and soon enough laughter will be heard. 5 years after it disappeared from this world. Ah, I kid you not. It is written in pages on tablets of stone, engraved in finest copper plates all on toilet walls. My kingdom has come. Hallelujah. There is a way out, a loophole in the contract, a way to go back. To go back and relive the pivotal moment in the primal drama. Adjust your final decision, precision engineering in another dimension. Deliriously happy, a new source of energy that doesn't cost the earth. Erotic rebirth. I knew it in my bones the moment I first clapped eyes on you. Though it took me a lifetime, it took me a lifetime. To see it through, yeah. It is written in pages on tablets of stone, engraved in finest copper plates, called on toilet walls. My kingdom has come. Hallelujah. It will take more than a roll of newspaper to see me off. I'm indestructible. I'm stuck on you. Yeah, I'm stuck on you like. You and your life force too. Armageddon postponed, paradise regained. 10,000 saxophones take to the street. Can you imagine the racket? But I love it. Yeah, down come the walls of Jericho. I plant my flag in virgin territory. Come on, let's go. This is new, this is new. Shout it from the rooftop. Here we go. Of stone, engraved in finest copper plates, gold on toilet walls. My kingdom has come. It is written in pages on tablets of stone, engraved in finest copper plates, gold on toilet walls. My kingdom has come.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, hello.
We just got a couple extra tunes on there. We just heard Marrying for Love by Pulp. Hey, guys, you want to hop on in the...
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're good, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we just listened to Marrying for Love, and we listened to Paris Arms by Team Sleep, which is... Bigger.
It's music on. Background music.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Wonderful.
We're listening to some Mackie Mac. Makes me think of Mitchell. Mitchell has done a lot of Mac covers in his life, and he, looky, when he sings, he sounds a lot like Mac Marco.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Which is why, like, when we came in earlier, they were playing This Old Dog, and I'm about to shed tears. I don't know why. My eyes are burning.
We just miss Mitchell so much.
I just miss Mitchell so much. I saw him, like, 20 minutes ago. No, the other night, actually, well, okay, first of all, This Old Dog, Mitchell came on to the show, and he did a cover of This Old Dog, and that's my favorite song, and I've told him a million times that he has to play it at my wedding, because Mitchell, I've already signed him up for the gig, obviously free of charge, because he's my best friend, or one of many, but he is a very, very close, near and dear friend of mine, like that is my boy. He will be doing all of the music for my wedding free of charge, just out of love in his heart, and he will be playing This Old Dog, because I love that song. Actually, random side tangent though. The other night, we were playing cards at his house. It was after his housemate's little birthday party thing, and the rest of them went out to the bars. But we stayed back at his, and we were playing cards. And you know, there is a chance that maybe I was drinking alcohol, and I will neither confirm or deny these allegations, but they're hypothetically, in this hypothetical situation, I was drinking alcohol and I perhaps drank very much a lot of it. And so when I do that, which I don't, but hypothetically, if I were to do that, I get very emotional. And he started playing Shining by Mac DeMarco, and I genuinely, it was me, my boyfriend and our friend Julia and Mitchell. And I genuinely burst into tears. And I was like, Mitchell, I love you so much. You're my best friend. And everybody was looking at me like I was having a schizophrenic episode. And I literally had to like get up and like take a lap. And then I crushed everybody in euchre. Well, Julie and I crushed everybody in euchre. But anyways, that was my side tangent about how much I love Mitchell. And you know how much I love you, Vina? My beautiful, darling roommate, housemate. Do you know how happy it makes me when... Actually, it doesn't make me happy when you won't walk with me to Circle K. But do you know how happy it makes me that I can just go
on your
door? I just realized
there's like a peel of an onion on the wall.
Oh, yes. This is the O in CFRSD stands for onion. Mm-hmm. What do we have left to bump up today? Sorry, I just have to go on some random rant really quick.
That's okay. We have a decent amount of stuff.
Anything in particular that you are itching?
There's this song by this person called Faye Wong, and I don't know the title because it's in Mandarin, mm-hmm. but this song is so whimsy. It's so spring.
Hell yeah.
It's like a, not even melancholy, but it's just like a, on my own, like whatever, like slightly frolic in the... But like not even like frolicking, mm-hmm. but like thinking about frolicking on the ground in grass. That's how I kind of feel about
Does she sing in Mandarin as well, yeah. or is she singing in English at all?
Mandarin. I think all her songs are in Mandarin.
Nice. So, how do you come across these things?
So, I used to be a hater, but I actually really do love like Discover Weekly. Like,
mm-hmm. oh, fair enough.
Yeah, I find a lot of good songs that way.
This is true.
Yeah, we have some. Anything else? Do you want to put the Paul McCartney song "Days yeah. We Left Behind"? So Paul, like, if you were if you were listening earlier, Paul McCartney is coming out with a new album at the end of May.
Yes.
So I guess it's like a little single release from there.
Yeah, we'll do some of that.
Anything else you want to shout? Pay attention to, Millie?
No, I think I'm good. Oh, maybe throw in the Arlo Parks there.
I like a couple Arlo Parks songs.
Yeah,
the Fire.
Oh, and before we forget, I don't even know if she's still listening, but Kira, we love you.
Kira, shout out Kira
from Tiny Horse.
Our downstairs neighbor.
Congratulations again on the Slate Prize Award for just genuinely the best music video that's, you know, ever been produced in the history of music videos, for one of the best songs ever in the history of songs. Tiny Horse is actually headlining Coachella. They've just announced right now, breaking news, that they replaced Justin Bieber's slot. And it's now Tiny Horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're actually playing every stage at Coachella. It's actually, there's no more Coachella. It's just Tiny Horse.
Just them.
It's literally just them. And I'm blanking on the name of the band, but the guys who sang Counterfeit Cowboy, they are also going to be there.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the whole Coachella lineup, which is arguably better than who needs Sabrina Carpenter, Justin Bieber, pish posh. These names mean nothing to me.
Only I want Tiny Horse.
Tiny Horse on the main stage. I want Tiny Horse on the side stage. I want Tiny Horse opening for Tiny Horse. I want disco as a precursor to disco, as a precursor to Islands, as a precursor to I don't even know.
What's that? Sweet chili?
Sweet and sour chicken. Sweet and sour chicken. That's the one I was thinking of. I'm like singing in my head, trying to get to the chorus. I'm right.
I'm also putting on another BTS song in the queue because Millie really liked Body to Body, and now I'm like,
we only have 10 minutes left, so actually maybe bump that up. Maybe we'll listen to BTS right now.
Right now, we're starting off.
It's a very BTS Thursday, guys. It's a very BTS Tiny Horse. Okay, I actually take it back. New Coachella lineup just dropped. Tiny Horse and BTS.
I love BTS so much, you guys. I don't think you understand.
And Justin Bieber gets to do his Grammy performance of UConn again, word for word, bar for bar. And that's Coachella. Thank you. I actually decided that right now.
Yeah. I don't know if she's performing at Coachella, but I know that Zara Larsson's performing at Oshiega. And she just, like, she had, like, a Q&A on her concert.
Y'all know
recently.
I'm Canada down?
Y'all know I'm Canada down. That's Tate McRae, girl.
Yes, I know, but Oshiega's a Canadian.
Yeah, y'all know I'm Canada down. And she said that she's going to release a Midnight Sun deluxe album, similar to how Charlie X did, like, a Brat remix album.
Ooh, that's a high bar.
And also the Fancy That? I think the Fancy That album by Pink Panther is...
Nice.
Because she has a whole remix album.
That's a really high bar. I mean, she's a very talented artist. I'm sure that she'll pull it off. But that is a high bar to compare yourself to.
Like, yeah. Zara Larsson, girl. She's been running music for...
Me and my boys were kind of doing, you know, like a Beatles thing. It's like, all right. You're putting yourself up there with the goats. The greats.
Zara Larsson is a goat.
No, that's what I'm saying. But, like... I fully believe she can do this, but, like, she's putting herself up there with Brat-level impact. Like, Brat shaped...
Midnight Sun has... the impact of Midnight Sun is really getting close. Like, it's not, like, equal yet.
Yes.
I think the Stateside remix really helped with that.
Oh, and Alyssa Liu at the... Yeah. At the, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can be my American. Boy. Okay. Do you want to get started with the music then?
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with 2.0 by BTS. This nice. Might come in a bit hot. And then we're going to switch to that one song by Faye Wong, which is going to be the complete opposite vibe.
And if we have time.
Then hopefully we'll have time for Days We Left Behind by Paul McCartney.
By Macaulay Culkin, known by for Macaulay his Culkin, lead role.
The guy from Home Alone. Yeah, absolutely. And then potentially Gecko by Arlo Parks.
So, let's go.
See ya. Bye.
Bye, guys. See you next week. Or hopefully, maybe we'll pop on and say bye. So you can hear our beautiful voices just one more time.
One more time.
Make your day before we have to leave you.
Okay, let's play music. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, bye, bye, bye.
Bangtan처럼 그게 말은 쉽지 우린 팀툴 누가 맨날 뛰어넘어 웃기기는 한데 사실 안 웃기지 10년은 말이야 어린 반푼 어치다
Put your brain, you bruise your brain, you give me on that brain, you. You know how we do.
Don't take